రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 7 చాప్టర్ 10 వర్స్ నంబర్ 1. శ్రీ నారద ఉవాచ, భక్తి యోగస్య తత్సర్వం అంతరాయ తయార్వక మన్నమానో ఋషికేశం స్మయమాన ఉవాచ. ది సెయింట్ నారద ముని కంటిన్యూడ్, ఆల్ ద ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ వాజ్ ఓన్లీ ఎ బాయ్ వెన్ యూ హర్డ్ ది బెనిడిక్షన్స్ ఆఫర్డ్ బై లార్డ్ నరసింహదేవ్. ఈ కన్సిడర్ దెమ్ ఇంపెడిమెంట్స్ ఆన్ ది ప్యాత్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. దట్ ఈ స్మైల్డ్ వెరీ మైల్డ్లీ అండ్ స్పోక్ యాజ్ ఫాలోస్. ది సెయింట్ నారద ముని కంటిన్యూడ్, Although Prahlad Maharaj was only a boy, when he heard the benedictions offered by Lord, he considered them impediments on the path of devotional service. So he smiled very mildly and spoke as follows. Material achievements are not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is love of Godhead. Therefore, although Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Yudhishthir Maharaj, and many devotee kings were materially very opulent, they accepted their material opulence in the service of the Lord not for their personal sense gratification. Of course, possessing material opulence is always fearful, because under the influence of material opulence one may be misdirected. Nonetheless, a pure devotee, anyavilashita sunyam, is never misdirected by material opulence. On the contrary, whatever he possesses, he engages 100% in the service of the Lord. When one is allure, what is allure? Allure is here. Kavur allure. What is allure? Moha. Allure, they are tempted. Tempted is a whatever he possesses, he engages 100% in the service of God. When one is tempted by material possessions, they are considered to be given by Maya. But when one uses material possessions fully for the service, they are considered God's gifts or facilities offered by Krishna for enhancing one's devotional service. ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరాందశ జ్ఞానాంజన శలాక చక్షుర్ ఉన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కథా మయ్యం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతకం. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ్ 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 హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ్ హరే రామ్ 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 హరే హరే. సో నారద ముని ఈజ్ నరేటింగ్ the life and teachings of Prahlad Maharaj to Yudhishthir Maharaj. So this is the business of spiritual people. Spiritual people, their subject matter is spiritual or devotional service. Whenever devotees are doing something in this world, it may look like we are building a place, and people are also building places around. But what is the consciousness? After we build it, it will generate money. So people have built function halls in order to make money. And what will they do with the money? Because they are not devotees, they are non-devotees. So naturally they want to have sense gratification. Once you are not spiritual means you are bodily. You want some comfort, some enjoyment, some gratification of the body. There is no option. Either this or that. If you are not spiritual, then you are a materialistic person. A materialistic person cannot come to spiritual path. A spiritual path, a person who is on the spiritual path, who has experience in eternity, who has experience in real happiness, these are the two characteristics of spiritual life. If you have experienced whatever process you have taken up, the recommended process is bhakti yoga. That is the business of the soul. Activities in connection, in relationship with the Lord. The soul has no relationships in this world. The soul doesn't have a material father and a mother. Is that right? The soul has a material father and a mother. No. The soul's father and mother are Krishna. So, there is no material enjoyment for the soul, because soul cannot enjoy anything material. If you give a lot of nice things, suppose Vasanth is a devotee and he is invited at some place and all facilities are there, but no Mangalarti, no Kirtan, very nice facilities, the kind of luxury car and the kind of luxurious apartment and the luxurious food, all luxurious. But so if you are a devotee, you start thinking, what is it? What am I doing here? You are not looking for any. Maybe devotees may have some basic comforts, or devotees may have luxuries. You see, ISKCON leaders have luxuries. But it's not that they are into luxurious life. They utilize the branded car, they travel, the opulent place to stay. That doesn't mean that they don't come for Mangalarti, and they don't come for Bhagavatam class. They do their japam. Devotees sometimes go to a nice panoramic place. It is nice seaside, riverside, countryside, the park. Sounds great. Couples go there. Lovers, they go there. They don't want to sit in stinking places. It disturbs your meditation. No. Everybody, suddenly a devotee may go to a place. A devotee both are all right. There is a place where Krishna's creation is so beautiful. And if the place is stinking and not good, it's good that I'm not interested in this world because this world is not good. So that means devotees, they take motivation from good and bad both. If your wife is not cooperative, there is a story. Narsi Mehta and Ekanath and Tukaram, all from Maharashtra, all are grihasthas. Narsi Mehta was married, and Tukaram was married, Ekanath was married, but different things happened to them. Their family life was different to each. Tukaram's wife is very quarreling type, fighting, always demanding and fighting and persecuting, accusing type. Not satisfied with what is brought. Why don't you bring more? Why not this? Why not that? Too many demands. And Narsi Mehta wife, she is very cooperative. Whatever things are there, or things are not there, she will adjust. Whatever, not demanding type. So Narsi Mehta's wife is cooperative. And Tukaram's wife is fighting type, and Ekanath's wife died. Finish. You are married. When you are married, and just within a year or so, newly married, and then in 2 years' time, the wife dies. Then you wonder, what to do next? I have to go for another marriage, or I should remain like this again? No? So, three different circumstances. But because they are all devotees, so they took the situation for their spiritual advantage. Ekanath thought, I was married, my parents asked me to marry, and I thought, in those days, people of certain age, they are married. So like anybody else, the social norm. So he was married, but by providence, the wife died. Because Tukaram was a devotee. He did not feel bad. I'm just married, my wife is gone, and maybe soon I should get another marriage. He was thinking. Now, wife was an impediment between me and Krishna. So she's gone. Now I can become fully devoted. Fully devoted to Krishna. You know, when you are a family man, you have to attend to your wife and family. You also have to mind your business in the devotional service. So it's like a circus, like a balance. You cannot neglect anything. Otherwise there will be no peace. So Ekanath, it is, anyway, I was married according to customs of the society. which is gone, that Krishna wants me to become fully devoted. So he has no second thought, I should marry again, or why did this happen to me? I have many ambitions. When you're getting married, you have some ideas. Otherwise, why you'll get married? I want a family life like this. I want to control my husband. Whatever, like your plans. So, Eknath, because it was the social necessity of those times, he married, all right, and then the wife died. He said, all right, this is also all right. So he is not bothered about the status is married or unmarried status. Just adjusted. So he has got his original business, he is on that devotional service. No complaint. And then Tukaram's wife was nagging, fighting type here. Unnecessary, the ashram life also. Because where will the nature go? You may come, I want to be a devotee. Why? Like this. It takes time. People take time. You want to slowly drift, shift, and become a devotee. So, the wife was nagging type for everything, just keep creating some problem. And then Tukaram, how did he take it? My God, where did I end up? He did not think like that. Then, yeah, if life is like this, I will not be attached to my wife. I will not be too much into it. Okay. Divert. So he did not complain. Why is my wife not cooperating? Why she is not interested in devotional service? Whatever she is, that. So now I am married. My family life is finished. Because she is not cooperating. You say something, she will say 5 things. You say 5 things, she will say 10 things. Hare Krishna. So he just said, let her mind her business, I will concentrate on my bhakti. If wife had cooperated, you have many things to do together. Now your way and my way, just go on. There is nothing common. See, he took it like that. He did not feel any setback. Why is it like this? How am I going to spend my life with a wife like this? He did not think that Krishna has finished the charm of my family life. All this problem, fighting in the... You just manage whatever you want. So he just ignored the whole thing. Within 5 years, because in those days there was no divorce. He just ignored. Let her be for her, whatever she wants to do. And then Narasimha Mehta, wife, very cooperative. He did not become entangled. Because wife is cooperative, he was a devotee, he could guide her, he could take the help of the wife to perform devotional service, because she is cooperative. You get up like this, you offer like this, let the house situation be like this, she was cooperative. So that means he is growing in bhakti. With wife cooperative, he was going in the bhakti. With wife dead, he was going in the bhakti. With wife uncooperative, he was progressing in bhakti. This is what is called the nature of devotional service. Once you be there, and then you don't want anything else. If it is like this, like it's okay. If it is not like that also, it's okay. The nature of devotional service is you become completely satisfied. So here, సెయింట్ నారద ముని. సో అండ్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ మహారాజ్ వాజ్ ఆల్సో గృహస్థ భక్త్. సో నారద వాజ్ ఏ బ్యాచులర్ భక్త్ అండ్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ మహారాజ్ వాజ్ గృహస్థ భక్త్. బట్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ దేర్ ఆర్ కామన్ గ్రౌండ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ నైస్లీ దే ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ అబౌట్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్. సో దిస్ షుడ్ బి ది బిజినెస్. వేర్ ఎవర్ యు ఆర్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ దట్స్ ఓకే, బట్ అవర్ ప్రీ ఆక్యుపేషన్, అవర్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ హౌ టు అడ్వాన్స్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ హౌ టు బెటర్ సర్వ్ ది లార్డ్షిప్స్. సో ఆల్ ద ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ వాజ్ ఓన్లీ ఎ బాయ్. సో వీ షుడ్ నాట్ సీ డివోటీస్ సమ్టైమ్స్ ద పేరెంట్స్ మే థింక్ వాట్ మెచ్యూరిటీ ఇస్ దేర్, వాట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇస్ దేర్. సమ్టైమ్స్ యువర్ ఫాదర్ ఐ వర్క్ సో హార్డ్ ఫర్ 50 ఇయర్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ అండ్ నౌ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ టు మీ టెల్లింగ్ మీ వాట్ డస్ యూ నో అబౌట్ లైఫ్ పీపుల్ థింక్. బట్ ఏజ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎ కన్సిడరేషన్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్. జస్ట్ బికాజ్ యు ఆర్ స్మాల్ ఇన్ ఏజ్ దట్ మీన్స్ యు ఆర్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎన్ ఇమేచ్యూర్ స్టెప్ ఆన్ యువర్ పార్ట్. ద ఇమేచ్యూర్ పీపుల్ దే కెనాట్ కమ్ టు డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. ఆల్ దో యువర్ ఏజ్ ఈజ్ ఇమేచ్యూర్ బట్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ ఇమేచ్యూర్. యువర్ ఏజ్ ఈజ్ ఇమేచ్యూర్ ఎందుకు లైఫ్. యు ఆర్ నాట్ బీయింగ్ ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్, యు ఆర్ నాట్ మ్యారీ, యు ఆర్ నాట్ సీన్ ది వరల్డ్, యు ఆర్ నాట్ సీన్ ది వరల్డ్ అండ్ పీపుల్ థింక్ యూ హేస్టీ, యు ఆర్ నాట్ వెరీ టేకింగ్ గుడ్ డెసిషన్. దే థింక్ పేరెంట్స్ థింక్ లైక్ దట్. బట్ పీపుల్ హూ నో ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ they see it from a different view. Oh, he is attracted to devotional service because the nature of devotional service is to attract the soul, to satisfy the soul. So somehow at your age you are exposed to devotees of the Lord. At your age you have the taste of devotional service, so naturally you want to do it more. Whenever you are getting some joy, you want to do it more. So if a young man or a young person, man or woman, young person, he takes to devotional service, maybe he has completed the loitering of this material world in too many births in the past. And now he has come to the conclusion that this world is asar. Asar means this world is worthless. No? Yeah, when there is death, when there is risk, when there is old age, what is that that makes you enthusiastic to do this and that? Your foolishness, that's all. Your foolishness is making me, I want to be an engineer and I want to go to America. All your foolishness. Because you have no maturity, what's going to come in the life, no? Is that right? So, immature people, they are very ambitious about their material goals. This, that, you don't know you'll live that long also. Is there any guarantee in the plan? You don't know, next day, you are there or not, which is true. That means, if a young man is not ambitious like others, I want to make money, I want to have very grand facilities, I want to have my kind of family life, you have wind up everything and you want to be a devotee, It's not that you don't experience the world and momentarily. No, devotional service, it is not a momentary activity. Devotional service, one who is completed in his past life, only such a person can perform devotional service. The devotional service is simply one activity. All they do everything for Krishna. No? Srotavyadini Rajendra, Nrunam Santi Sahasrasa. For worldly people, there's so many things to talk about. No? So many things. Anything you can talk. That's what the newspapers are about. That's what the TV is about. Too many things. They don't have time for all those things. They are trying to catch up. So Srotavyadini Rajendra, Nunam Santi Sahasrata. Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Gruheshu Gruhamedina. Apashyatam. Apashyatam means see. Apashyatam. One who cannot see spiritual life. You have no idea about the soul, no idea about soul's relation, no idea about the activities of the soul. So such a person is very fascinated by this world. All new things coming, you know. New versions, new models, all things. New places, new relationships, new titillations, you know, all things. So a person, so he is not watching how the time is flying away. The time is going away. And then all your ambitions, all your dreams, they will be shattered. They will be shattered. It is for sure. The old age is there. Death is there. That's why don't believe in anything material. Because it is guaranteed that you will be old. It is guaranteed that you will have to die. So whatever allurements, whatever temptations or attractions are there, that is called momentary fantasies. You know, you call it fantasies or infatuation. Infatuation means momentarily, because you are a young man. So the young man body has certain pushes and urges. If you analyze it, you see that there is nothing that is lasting here. No? Nothing, just your infatuation. That means you are hell-bent. Otherwise, there is nothing there. So, somebody coming to devotion service, because there is no, what is called, petty, temporary sense gratification is not there in devotion service. Devotion service is you practice kirtan, you practice hearing Krishna katha. So, what sense gratification is there? No sense gratification. But still, if you are relishing it, that means you are not an ordinary person. You are a spiritually advanced person. Is that right? Why people are not interested in Krishna katha? Because they are simply materialistic. Their soul is dormant. Their soul is covered. They see devotional service as something unnecessary, useless, wasting time. And wasting your time believing that something grand will happen afterwards. That's what people think. Why you are missing enjoyments of this life, thinking in the next life you will go to Vaikuntha? Who has seen? You are foregoing your legitimate pleasures of life with the hope that you are going to get something fantastic. People think like that. But the nature of devotional service is not that all your life you do austerities and you do all these things, you are getting nothing, but you have faith, you have hope that after death you will go to Vaikuntha. No, nobody will do that. at least not person like you and me. You want something to be happening now that will push you. Yeah, I'm getting something, let me go on, let me do further. Your faith is getting translated into realization, is that right? Now your faith is stuck. You come to the temple, we convince you are not the body, your Atma, your relationship is with Krishna, not with anyone else, including your parents. No? Theoretically, understand, will one day I have to die, or they die, there is no relation. So, your relationship with Krishna, and you start devotional service, and you see that because it is very powerful. There are many spiritual practices, but devotional service, starting with chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna's name, chanting Hare Krishna, very powerful. If you really investigate, experiment, you see that it's true. No? It's true. It is more true than the sun you see in front of your eyes. It's daytime. Daytime. It goes without saying. Sun is there, the bright illumination outside, sunshine. There is no debate or argument. Is there? Do you think there is sun outside? What is it? Except a blind man, anybody can say that it's broad daylight. So devotional service also is something like that. Why Muslims, Christians are fighting, why Hindus are into too many divisions, because nobody has spiritual experience. When two spiritual people meet, they will immediately, they can recognize each other and they can understand and they can cooperate. If two genuine spiritual people meet, no difficulty, first time they are meeting, first time, immediately, as though it is our eternal relationship, you know, because the connection is there. You have a connection with Krishna, I have a connection with Krishna, and we meet, and immediately realizations are there. The scriptures are there. Realization and scriptural backup, support is there. It's not that because we are not seeing God, I don't know where does He stand. It's not like that. So, because devotional service, everything else is illusion. Devotional service is only reality. Everything else is illusion. Sometimes even if it is illusory, you have to do it because you do it as a duty. So your parents are illusory, but still, until they are there, you have to help them. When we also grow old, you know, I am not the body, body will fall away. But nevertheless, you have to take care of the body because it is the vehicle for the soul. It is the vehicle for the soul. Because you are not the vehicle, but still if you have to travel in the vehicle, you have to take care. Otherwise it will create headache, problems. It will waste your time. If you think I am spirit soul, I don't have to see what is the condition of the body, what will happen? Neither you can do bhakti, nor you are comfortable with the vehicle. So that means a devotee is a very practical person. A devotee is very practical. He is talking about spiritual life. But unsaid, unquote, without saying, yeah, I have to be taking care of this bodily necessities. I have to be. So if you don't take care of your parents, and then there is fighting and shouting, and then how will you sit peacefully and chant Hare Krishna. Then you can effectively complete your physical responsibilities, material obligations. They have no complaint. Okay, my son is chanting Hare Krishna, but he is providing for the home, and whenever there is some need, he is attending to things. So, all right, we don't mind if he is practicing bhakti. Because you are not troubling them. You are not troubling them. So the point is, age, in devotion service, in the Sanskrit the words are there, vayovruddha, jnanavruddha. Vayovruddha. Vayovruddha because he is very aged. With your small mouth to insult your parents, not good. What is your age? What is your parents' age? You are born from them, they are 50, 60, you are just 25. Upstart. So you have to respect vayovruddhas also. People who are elder to you, okay, you don't want them to feel bad. You know, if a young man, suppose Abhay Charan, will go and fight or criticize some 70-year-old man, so bad, you are unnecessarily troubling. Just don't disturb people who are elder to you. If you are mature, you know how to do that. You know, with my mind. Okay, anybody hears, nobody will appreciate also. Okay, what is his age? What is his experience? Why is he trying to? Vayavruddha, you respect them. Jnanavruddha. Jnanavruddha means whoever has jnana, whoever has knowledge of devotion service. The Prahlad was just a mere boy. But because he is doing the real thing, everybody has to investigate, explore why Prahlad said like this, why Prahlad is doing like this, because he is not an ordinary boy. He is a devotee of the Lord. Anyone who is a devotee in this material world is full of allurements. This material world is full of attractions and temptations. Only a man in knowledge can put a brake. No? Everybody is carried away. But a man in knowledge, because he is thoughtful, he knows the consequences. No? So that's why here Prahlad Maharaj, Lord directly, personally, is offering. Lord can give anything, anything. But Prahlad Maharaj, I'm already a devotee. I'm already experiencing 24-hour bliss by serving the Lord, by glorifying the Lord. What else I want? So he is not at all tempted. Suppose someone offers you five crore monthly package. Your face will glow like any, my God, 5 crores a month. For a devotee, I want little roti, I want just little dal and sabji. I want little rice and dal. Who cares? 5 crores. What will you do with that? Except that you go crazy. You know? That's a devotee. He is not trying to manipulate, strive, anxious. He is not anxious, he is not striving for any such things. You know, I am already in possession of devotional service, and I should advance in devotional service, getting rid of my anarthas. And that is in your hands. Other things, if they come, all right. I am getting an opportunity to serve Krishna. So you are not able to donate. Now tomorrow you get an appointment letter. Vasant, 50,000 rupees per month. Okay, I can start donating to the temple. I want to do so much service to the Lord, but I'm not getting opportunities. Now Krishna is giving the opportunity. You can see it as an opportunity, or you can see it as a test from Krishna. When you are nothing, you are a devotee. When you get a lot of things, still, if you know the value of devotional service, you stick to devotional service only, but not carried away. That means you have passed the test. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.